Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Show's about your calls. You call about anything, or sometimes if you email, we'll manage to get your emails on the air. But I can tell you, it's rare that an email will get on the air these days. I mean, the busier the phones are, the less likely the emails will ever get out there. But I figured we'd start with one tonight. Maybe I'll dig through and dig up a few more as well. This one from Todd. It's about the suicide issue, which we touched on a few weeks ago on the program. And he's somebody who has kind of a medical background. He's a doctor. So we'd like to see what he has to say about the issue of assisted suicide. And he says that since the issue keeps coming up, here's my two cents. I think there are multiple types of people who consider suicide. First, there's the terminally ill person who's suffering daily from a terrible illness from which there's no hope of recovery. Second, there's the teenager who just got dumped and thinks life is not worth living. Another type of person is the one who's hearing voices telling him or her to hurt himself or herself, or truly having paranoid delusions and out of touch with reality. I think we can all agree that the first individual clearly has a right to end his or her life.
I wouldn't disagree that if you're terminally ill and you really have no hope of recovery and your situation's only going to get worse and worse, that you should be able to pick the date and time that you go out.
The second person is acting impulsively and would likely reconsider in a short time.
Yeah, I've been that teenager that thought that a girl breaking up with me when I was 17 or whatever it was the most important thing that could possibly show her. I didn't do anything, but I felt that for a moment.
Gave you a little perspective.
Yeah, a lot of perspective. Like, I don't remember her at all.
What was her name again?
Right, it's like that.
Do we have the right to restrain that person and prevent them from self-harm since he or she is likely not thinking clearly at that moment?
Who decides?
I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, it is a good question. I mean, if you're talking about somebody that you care about going through a tough time and wanting to kill themselves, and you've told them, and for whatever reason you found out about it, and you've done your best to persuade them to say, hey, look, you know, this is going to pass. You're feeling emotional. You're feeling terrible right now, but later on it's going to be different. Trust me, just hold out and you'll be okay. And you're trying to explain to them that life is worth living, and you've given them all the logical explanations you can, but they're still emotional and they still want to end their own life. Yeah, I like your question, Dale. Who decides? Whose decision is this, and who's responsible? I mean, if you restrain somebody's freedom, you know, put them in a straitjacket until they get a clue, that seems like
Emboldens them in some ways, too. You know when you're breaking up a fight, and I'm sure you've seen this on TV, and where you're breaking up a fight, you got the one guy held away from the other guy, and the guy that you're sort of holding to keep him away from the first dude, the more reasonable versus the less reasonable guy, mm-hmm. You're holding the less reasonable one. The less reasonable one may or may not have been really itching for a fight, but if you're holding him, they'll do this kind of lunging thing over him to bolster their... their position in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I think to some extent you'll get that with trying to force physically someone who, you know, says they want to commit suicide, who is just feeling down and needs a little time for perspective. I think you might get that by physically restraining them.
You mean they might actually go and do it more? They'd be more likely to do it.
They'll try harder or something like that just to prove mm-hmm. that they can't be stopped. I don't steer completely away from force. I believe that there are times and places when initiated force might make some sense if you're going to save somebody, you know, those kind of things. I'm not against that. I just don't know in this case whether it would work or not.
Whether holding them back.
Yes.
Sometimes it is a cry for attention, so maybe that's exactly what they want you to do, is just show that you care about them and that, you know, that there's a problem. And I think the people who know that best are the people who know the person the best and who care about the person. So,
right.
Yeah. If you've got a comment on this, 800-259-9231. Of course, it could be a situation like you once brought up, Mark, with somebody about to accidentally walk in front of a bus, jumping in and essentially initiating force on them to move them out of the way of the bus. because you are presuming that that individual would have wanted to be saved. Now, of course, later on, you might find out otherwise, that they had actually intended to step out in front of the bus, and they're very upset at you for saving them.
There'll However, be another bus that comes by.
That's true. And, you know, that's I guess that's the risk that you're taking as the individual who is initiating that force in order to do what you believe the other individual wants you to do. It's still kind of, a tenuous position to be in. But if it is really a friend of yours and you believe that they're just distraught, maybe it's worth it. Well, let me continue with Todd's email. He says, finally, the person with profound mental illness is suffering from a disease like any other disease. Can we try to fix them? It's complicated. As a doctor, I see many medical conditions which cause people to not think rationally. Low blood sugar, head injuries, infections, lack of oxygen, and other electrolyte abnormalities are common examples. I have had to restrain, both chemically and physically, people with these conditions in order to give them medical care. It wouldn't have been fair to allow them to thrash about and eventually die when forcing treatment would allow them to come back to reality. They did not consciously decide to suffer from these conditions, so I think it's right to allow them to make decisions, but that involves forcing medical care. That involves forcing medical care on them. Yes, I'm advocating initiated force in those instances, I guess. I think the same argument can be made for mental illness. If someone truly has a chemical imbalance in the brain which prohibits rational thought, should they be allowed to make those decisions about suicide? Before you hastily answer yes, what if they're treated successfully? I'm not going to debate modern psychiatric care at this point, but what if they are treated successfully and come back to reality and want to live a long and prosperous life? I think we've done that person a service, much like forcing sugar back into their veins, treating their infection, removing their brain tumor, or other medical care. I think things are never so black and white.
Well, they certainly aren't black and white when you start talking about people being crazy. I'm sure that there's somebody out there, likely they work for the government, that is going to call me crazy because of my feelings towards government in general and the fact that it's inefficient and in some cases evil. They're going to say, well, that's a crazy position.
You need re-education.
Right. You need to be restrained. You need to you're a danger to yourself and others because government's growing and it's getting bigger and you're standing against it. That's bad news. You can't educate your kid this way.
What about other serious decisions like buying a house or getting married? Are serious things that are really hard to turn back from. Should we intervene on those decisions as well?
Are we dealing with a slippery slope?
Yeah, to some extent.
Well, it's absolutely true. I have a friend whose mother is manic depressive, and the last time she went, the time before last, that she went manic, she bought herself a nice big new SUV. She couldn't afford that. What do you do in that circumstance?
What did happen in that circumstance?
Well, they managed to afford the SUV, but it was a crunch when it shouldn't have been, and unfortunately, it didn't last the way you would hope that a new car lasts.
Todd says, I frequently see patients who have a do not resuscitate DNR order. These can be tailored to supposedly meet a person's end-of-life wishes, but it's not that simple. I've never met anyone who wants to be hooked up to machines indefinitely when there's no hope of recovery. The problem is that when someone quits breathing or their heart stops, there's no time to sit down and think about the likelihood that this person will go on living. You have to act quickly, and that means immediately putting them on life support or letting them die. In the heat of the moment, a loved one or power of attorney often rescinds the DNR order, and the patient is in no condition to argue. It usually takes a few days before it's clear this person will not recover, and many times it takes even longer than that. I think it's very naive to think that one will have ample notice of one's own impending demise in order to make an elaborate plan on how someone is going to end it all. Thanks for the always thought-provoking discussion. I'm usually working during the show's regular hour, so it's hard to call in. Keep up the great work from Todd.
Well, it does show a lot of the gray areas in this particular issue. It's tough. As far as I'm concerned, people have the right to end their lives if they wish. And what if the young person who wants to end their life doesn't get better? What if they are one of these perpetually morose people?
Are we better off for having that person still be alive? Should I be asking that question?
Seems like a family issue.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Totally free. Shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI presents this show to you, and if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you should get in touch with SACL CAI. Not only do they do collections, they also do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That, again, is SACL CAI. So, I don't know if we really came to any conclusions on the suicide issue. I mean, this is not a clear-cut situation. I mean, we did determine that it's a slippery slope. I mean, if you're going out and saying, well, you've got mental problems, Mark, and we're going to intervene to make sure you don't hurt yourself. Well, who says that Mark has mental problems? Like you were saying, Mark, maybe you just see things a little differently than other people do. So at what point do you draw the line? And as you pointed out, Dale, who decides?
I've concluded I don't trust the state to decide.
No doubt about that.
That much I can assure you, but the state is going to be the one that endorses the violence upon you. If somebody is going to put you in a room for your safekeeping, it's going to be the state that endorses that. That they're going to have the power of the state behind them to Baker Act you or institutionalize you in some way, and that's what's going to happen in order to stop someone from committing suicide.
Well, I mean, what about in a situation where there is no state? What could we have then? One of my producers suggested some sort of a identification card that has specifics on it as far as what one is to do in situations of suicide. That's a possibility, but is everybody going to have an ID card like that? I don't know. Is suicide that big of a problem to where people will be thinking about doing things like that? Probably not.
I heard an empowering position. I'm not going to say I agree with this because I don't think I do. But to me, it was empowering. It was put on the BBS one time by one of our supporters, one of our ampers, Alex mm-hmm. Libman. And he said that there's no such thing as mental illness. Period, flat out, no such thing as mental illness.
Just everyone has a different perspective?
Everyone has a different perspective, and some deviate more from the norm than others.
Okay.
And to me, that's a pretty empowering place to come from for somebody who might otherwise be called nuts, and all of their decisions suck. There was a guy in Sarasota, his name was Mike. He was a black man who walked around with his shirt off constantly and lived in a alleyway. Okay? Now,
he didn't get away with that in Florida.
Muttered to himself and picked up cigarettes off the ground and smoked them. And, he was about as nuts as you could come up with, right? And certainly, if Mike took his medication, life was better for him in some ways.
Hmm.
But it perhaps...
Did he say his life was better?
Perhaps better for him.
Okay.
But then once he does take the medication, then he's on the street and smoking cigarette butts that he's found on the ground and realizes it.
And what about Leatherman and Keene?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I haven't met Leatherman, but he's I have seen him walking down the street, and he amuses me. Just to
Leatherman,
look at
we need to describe. Dale, can you explain to the listeners who he
I
is?
I will, but it'll be a little bit secondhand because I believe I heard about him from you. So,
oh, but you've never seen him?
I've seen him, yes.
Oh, okay.
I have seen him, but I heard the story from you, I believe. As I understand it, he has one outfit, and it's an interesting outfit. Let's put it that way.
A lot of tassels.
And it doesn't cover his thighs very well. He's not obscene or anything like that.
But it is. His thighs themselves are obscene.
A little bit.
Because he's a 6'1", very long-haired man with a beard, and like the hair doesn't stop on his head. It's just everywhere on him. So,
yeah. As I understand it, he camps outside of town.
Yeah, he lives in the woods, basically.
He lives in the woods all through the year, and he's in that same outfit in the dead of winter, in New Hampshire winters. So I don't know. That's bordering a little bit on what some people would call crazy.
He's wearing something else right now, I can assure you. he may not go out in it because it's not his very best, but he is wearing something else. So you look at these guys who are at the extreme of the circumstance, and obviously people that I would call crazy, but who am I to tell these guys to live differently? And, what am I going, what sort of force am I going to do to,
I think that's a judgment call, have to make a judgment call. And, I'm not going to say like all the time, like you talked about jumping out and pushing someone out of the way of a bus. That's not, you know, so that is technically an initiation of force, but it's also, you know, in the heat of the moment, you have to do something right then, and then if you've upset the person, you try and resolve things later. You know, you have to make a
decision. Yeah, I think you could be held liable. I mean, if you're using force on somebody to treat them, you believe that they're sick and you believe they need treatment, you could be held liable for doing something against that individual's wishes. If they weren't able to express their wishes to you at that time, then you could be held liable later on down the line. So you'd be taking a risk in doing something like that, I would think. And also, you would also possibly be liable for whatever the costs are involved. I mean, if I didn't consent to that treatment, how can I be held liable for it? If you wanted to force treatment upon me, then it should be your responsibility to recoup those costs. Now, if I feel like paying it, then okay. But if it was something I didn't want, then I certainly shouldn't owe for that service.
Well, and you know, that then you get into sort of we need the state scenario, because people that are mentally ill require certain services, so therefore, you know, since they shouldn't be liable for them, then in fact we need an organization that does
a charitable organization.
Has everyone pay for them. Oh, I agree with you, but I mean,
I know that it's used to justify the state. I think the thing is, like, in the real world, there are consequences for all your decisions. If I decide to, imagine no state, we're out in an island and it's relatively barbaric. If I go and kill someone from another tribe, there's a tremendous possibility of retribution. I mean, normally actions have consequences without the state. There's things discouraging certain behavior, because, you know, if you're trying to get along peacefully with other people, you don't, you know, you typically don't initiate violence because it upsets other people. And so I think when you're deciding, for instance, to intervene on someone's behalf for whatever reason, and you decide to use violence for it, it's a judgment that's tempered by the fact that there will be consequences, and you might upset someone else who disagrees with you. And so I think there are checks and balances in the real world that get disrupted by this arbitrary, ultra-powerful state. So, you know.
I don't disagree. And any kind of initiated force really does, results in a bunch of problems. Now, you know, I think that in the case of, you know, somebody getting hit by a bus, I think you, you know, should. I wouldn't say
I would.
You're obligated, but you should try to save that person. If it looks like it's something where they're, you know, it's accidental or something like that. I also think that you should do what you can to stop a, you know, whiny teenager who wants to kill themselves over their girlfriend. But I'll tell you, it gets annoying. I don't want to listen to you talk about your problems about your girlfriend for more than 2 hours. Now, I've got friends that I will listen to these problems for longer periods of time, but, you know, I can't come up with somebody who I think would be willing to kill themselves in my mind over somebody of the opposite sex that I would, you know, just, yuck. I don't want to hear that.
Maybe they should be allowed to self-select themselves out of the population. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Obviously, this is something that each individual is going to have to decide for themselves, and if you do decide to intervene, it could be a little risky for you. I think that's at least the way it should be. So if you want to take that risk, that would be up to you. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators, starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The Ionic Zone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right. 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
I'm Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, and including the archives. There are over a year's worth of archives right there on the site. You just grab them up totally free. freetalklive.com. In addition to that, you need to know about BureauCrash. BureauCrash is where you go if you want to get involved with other young liberty lovers from across the country. Specifically, their new site, BureauCrash Social. But you can join BureauCrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at BureauCrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at our contraband store so you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. That's BureauCrash.com. We go to your phone calls. Dave is on the line in Athens, Ohio. Ohio, listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Hey. Police now no longer force you, like, in suicide or crisis situations. Like, they won't come in guns drawn, ready to fire, and say, drop the weapon or we'll shoot. They'll talk you down.
When did this change? Because I think we read a story less than a year ago of a gentleman who got, like, his house was burned down and he was smoked dead over this.
Well, I think I told you about this once, but back in 1997, I believe it was, in Memphis, there was a lady who was dealing with a mental episode, and she either took something from a store, and she had a gun, and she was suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops came, and they're yelling at her, put the gun down now.
Put the gun down!
Yeah, and She refused, so a cop went, shot her dead.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and the Memphis police felt very bad about this.
Oh, I bet they did.
So they decided to start the CIT team.
What's that stand for?
Crisis Intervention Team.
Well, so where they use tactics a little softer than shooting the person,
yes.
Is what you're saying? Oh, that's good. I mean, if that's true for I hope that becomes true for more police departments, because that doesn't seem to be a way to solve the problem of suicide, is have the SWAT team show up and take out the individual in question.
Sometimes that's a type of suicide, too.
Suicide by cop, yeah.
In Athens, where I live, we have an excellent CIT team.
Very good. Dave, thanks for the update. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I didn't realize it was standard policy to just yell at and frighten the suicide person, who it is that is threatening suicide, to intimidate them and scare them. I don't know if that's the way I would approach it.
You're dealing with somebody with a gun. If they got it pointed on themselves, it's only 90-degree turn until it's pointed on you.
I guess.
I mean, they're dealing with a person with a weapon.
Yeah, but they're not threatening anybody else's lives. I mean, so if they turn it on you, then that's reason to shoot, I guess. But if they don't,
right? Well, I mean, then you're then you're dealing with a quick draw situation. You know, who's going to be faster? You know, pointing your gun at the, is that going to help? Pointing your weapon at a woman while she's holding the weapon on herself. That's the only way I'm going to feel comfortable dealing with her, is I'm holding a gun on her, on some woman I've never met before. How do I know she's not going to just turn? Guns are the great equalizer. I know
well,
you're
not everybody that's going to commit suicide has guns, but yes.
I'm talking about the person who's going to commit suicide who does have a gun.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go.
I've seen cops shoot people with knives. I've seen those stories. So.
To the amp line. Who's this? You're on the air. On screen call.
Hey, this is Dan in Pennsylvania.
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had an idea for a compromise between those people who believe that we need a minimal state and those of us who believe that we really don't need any at all. But first of all, I had a correction for you. Last night, you were talking about an author, Hans Hermann Hoppe.
Hoppe?
Yes, he's German.
Ah, okay.
And Mark, when you mentioned that, or the article mentioned that he believes that democracy is not a good system, Mark asked if he believes in, like he said, what, autocracy? And in fact, Hans Hoppe is a anarcho-capitalist.
Okay.
So, just FYI.
Hoppe. Very good. Thanks for the correction. What else did you have for us? Go ahead.
All right, the main point was there's an author named, oh, crap, now I don't remember his name. He wrote a story called The Probability Broach. Are any of you familiar with that?
L. Neil Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
And in that story, there was an alternate America, sort of an alternate timeline, that had a system of government that I think would satisfy both the minarchists and the anarchists. Now, this is, not a serious proposal about something that could be implemented, but sort of a theoretical, just for fun.
All right, let's hear it.
But, okay, the idea is anyone that has a vote in the assembly, or they pay somebody else to be a delegate for them, and the fees or the income of the government is collected from the fees paid to the delegates, and the assembly has to vote, 90% or higher on any of their policies. So the result is that, first of all, like Mark was suggesting, it takes a supermajority to get things done, but also, since the only income is you pay if you want to vote, then they can't, raise the price too high, because then people just won't show up to vote and they won't make any money. And I think something like that, combined with maybe a right to secession, that might be a good transitional phase for those who are so enamored with democracy that they think they need a democratic process, but at the same time wouldn't necessarily be a legal system that binds everybody within its jurisdiction to their diktats.
So you're talking about essentially an anarcho-capitalist or voluntarist world wherein there are some people who can consent to their own government?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as that government isn't forcing its way upon me.
If it's not an authoritarian monopoly, then it essentially is anarchy.
Well, so
it can be a government, but it's not the only one and only government that has power over everyone, and you have no choice about it.
What would this assembly govern?
Well, that's why I was thinking that this could be a good compromise, because it does have a general fund, which the assembly could vote for, you know, the uses of the general fund. Most likely, since you can't do anything without almost everybody agreeing on it, it would just be in cases of crises where you have some sort of an invasion, or maybe there's a big problem in a given area, and they could deploy a police force, not necessarily a public police force, but a team hired by the government for that purpose.
But it sounds to me, like it would be still far, far more inefficient than the marketplace responding to whatever the problem might be. And if people are free to make that choice, then that's great, because then the marketplace and the actors in the marketplace could self-organize and respond quite quickly and efficiently and just put the government people to shame. And then people would start asking themselves, why am I going and voting in this? Why am I paying for this? Why am I supporting this? And then they can drop out anytime they want, right?
Yeah, and this is my question. My question is to Mark, representing the Minarchist faction here. If this government theoretically has the right to, or rather, it permits people to secede geographically, you know, geographical areas, I suppose, or even individually, then I think that what it would do is sort of prove the point to the world that it's, you know, it's just an inefficient bureaucracy, and it would slowly just go out of business. But what I was going to ask was, do you, Mark, think that it would be a good compromise, something that you would support as a sort of transition phase between government and purely market society?
Well, I'm not against it, but I'd have to see more about it to know, you know, exactly what it would be doing.
It's just a rephrasing of the old idea of you can have your government as long as it's consensual.
Sure.
Yeah, it just sounds like an organization that might be very big if a lot of people want it, and it might have a very large fund if a lot of people support it. And but if it's opt-in, then it's not government as we know it right now.
We're not talking about a state.
Right. We're talking about a big club where everybody gets to vote on things and it has a fairly high threshold of when things can be done. 90%. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. As long as it's consensual, I don't have a problem with it.
Nope.
Just don't force me into your little game. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, bad news from Ohio. We'll share it with you. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you're going to buy, you can feel good because we'll get a cut. If you start shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, 41 categories in which to shop, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And I want to invite you to visit anarchyinyourhead.com. That's Dale's website. It's normally when we have people on the show, there are other media personalities that have audio or video. But Dale, you're just static pictures. You're a cartoonist. And it's
something
stuff.
Different.
Yeah, it is different. And it's very unique. You're the first liberty-oriented cartoonist to move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And so sometimes your cartoons have a New Hampshire-based theme, but mostly it's kind of a national. It's relatable nationally.
Yeah, sometimes it is. I like to do some of both because I do like to occasionally touch on Free State Project or New Hampshire. Today was a New Hampshire thing.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'll have to go and do that. It comes out twice per week, Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
And it's free, of course, over at
Anarchy.
Sometimes
late, depending on what I'm up to. I'm kind of slack about
it. It's at anarchyinyourhead.com. How can people support anarchyinyourhead.com besides going and watching?
Well, you can actually make contributions if you want to do that. Another thing is to vote for the comic, which is there's some rating sites mm-hmm. that rate comics, web comics online, and there are some buttons in the upper left part of the page. And if people click those, they can click them as much as every day to vote for the comic, and it builds up, and it puts us higher on the ratings and gets us better exposure.
Excellent. So head over and do that at anarchyinyourhead.com.
So this comic that came out today is about a man living in a hut that he has made out of his own boogers talking to a tapeworm that has crawled out of him?
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting.
It's an ongoing storyline, so you might not understand it if you didn't see the previous ones. So.
All right, so
I read quite a few of them. I have seen the Booger Hut guy. However, I haven't seen him talking to his tapeworm, which is it's pretty amazing.
Got some bad news out of Ohio. We like to bring you good news when it happens. Just doesn't happen often enough, unfortunately. This is in the world of the drug war, and this story's been brewing for a little while. Salvia divinorum will become a Schedule I controlled substance in Ohio 90 days from Wednesday. That's the day Governor Strickland signed a bill banning the plant that passed the legislature late last year. It's unclear how salvia possession defendants will be charged, but a fifth-degree felony, the least serious in Ohio, merits a jail sentence of up to 1 year. Ohio now joins at least 9 other states that have banned the use, possession, or distribution of salvia. In California, minors are barred from possessing the plant or its extracts. Although used for centuries by the Mazatec shamans in the Mexican state of Oaxaca, salvia has in recent years become popular among recreational drug users here. Smoking extracts of the plants causes a powerful, disorienting 5 to 10 minute hallucinogenic experience. This, by the way, from StopTheDrugWar.org. Young people posting videos on YouTube of themselves under the influence of salvia have aroused anxious parents, politicians, and policemen across the land who, seeing someone get high, can only come up with a reflexed response to ban the new threat. But salvia is not addictive and has not been linked to overdose deaths. In Ohio, the sponsor of the ban bill, former State Representative Tom Collier, seized on the killing of a Loudonville boy by a friend who had earlier used salvia. But even Collier has admitted there's no evidence that salvia use was directly involved in the killing. So basically, the states that have banned salvia, that's 9 of them at this point, have essentially... You know, it's the old, oh, gosh, kids are doing something that's kind of scary to us, and we are uncomfortable about it, so we're going to make it illegal. And so that way, instead of spending 5 minutes in a psychedelic zone, they can spend 5 months in a prison cell. That'll help solve the problem, won't it?
So much better, obviously.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are the users to blame on this for taking the video of their salvia trips, or is that just shifting the blame inappropriately to the users?
Well, if for instance, skateboarders took pictures of themselves skateboarding and sometimes having accidents and that kind of thing, and this is an entirely apt description, but this happens. You can watch skateboarders have accidents or skateboard or do dangerous things on YouTube. Should we outlaw skateboarding?
I was going to say, a lot more people are getting hurt by that.
Absolutely
there's no
true.
Evidence of damage from salvia.
Absolutely
and
true.
They want to
really,
outlaw it.
It's the fun police that are after the mm-hmm. salvia folks because they, you know, don't understand it or don't like it for whatever reason. And, you know, to me, it's scary. I'll admit.
Have you done it before?
No.
It is a little bit scary, but also a little bit mind-blowing. And I think that things like this make you question everything. Which
salvia.
I think
yeah.
I mean, you come out of an experience like that. It really, I understand why shamans do it, and they feel like they've been in contact with some higher world or something. I mean, without a doubt, it makes you explore parts of your mind that you've probably never experienced before and look at things in a different light. And I think that can be very dangerous to long-held belief systems of any type.
Absolutely. This is one of the reasons why I believe that a lot of psychedelic drugs, and drugs in general, are made illegal, because they could put your mind in a place where, well, frankly, the state doesn't want it to be. You know, they don't want you thinking outside of the box, and these chemicals could help encourage you to do that. Now, I've tried salvia a number of times, and I've tried the 5X salvia, which is what they do is you've got salvia plants that grow, and then the companies that manufacture these
concentrate that extract.
They actually, you know, bust up the plants and they use some sort of extraction technique with a solvent or something like that to pull the salvinorin A out, and then they essentially coat some plant material with this extract, and then they do it to a certain extent. So there's 5X, that's 5 times the regular salvia.
Yeah,
and
goes 15 10X. Times.
It goes up to 40X. I believe there's some 40X on the market.
15 will do it.
Okay. I had 5X for a long time, for like a couple years, and you know, every so often I'd try it out, and basically I'd get the giggles, I'd laugh and feel a little body buzz, but I never got to the point.
You'll
where
have the shaman experience at 15.
At 15, well,
you
I've
don't
got
need
10X
40.
Now. I've got 10X.
That might do it.
I'm stepping it up. You know, I don't want to jump in with you know both feet all at the same time. But what was your experience like, Dale? I mean, a lot of people describe like sinking back into their couch into some bizarro world. I mean, how would you describe it?
Yeah, I had a friend that said he felt like the couch he was in was melting, and he was sort of, it was falling apart and melting, and so he had sort of a hallucinogenic experience. Whereas I think like my experience, I've had a couple of them, is it was beyond like what you could describe as any sort of visual hallucination. It was more literally like not feeling like in a sense, it's like you stop being this isolated individual in the universe, and you just sort of, you are the entire world for a moment. Like,
oh,
everything is nothing but your thoughts, and the, you know, physical reality stopped meaning anything at some point.
Wow.
I mean, it was really just, I mean, literally just, you know, it's like being totally mind, and physical stuff didn't even matter. And time becomes very distorted, and it's very, you know, the whole notion of time starts to lose meaning, and you come out of it, and it's hard to imagine whether you were, you know, whether you were in there for infinity or for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
It could feel longer than it actually
was. Yes, absolutely.
And one of the reasons why this has turned into sort of a YouTube phenomenon, you can go to YouTube, type in Salvia, and you'll be able to watch people do this drug. And one of the reasons why it's, I guess, so entertaining is because people act very silly on it sometimes. And they'll laugh, and they'll try to speak, but they're just talking silly nonsense, and it can be very amusing watching somebody who is on this. And so I think that's why a lot of the young people started to record their experiences, right, put it up on YouTube.
Well, I think that this you're touching on the part about it, the reason that I believe that it's illegal.
Yeah, because kids are doing it.
It perhaps is some kind of government conspiracy that gets people to think outside the box. And I'm not saying that it doesn't have that that effect, this law that, you know, tries to prevent people from thinking outside the box. However, I think it's just the fact that it's scary. Drugs are scary for people.
Look, for who don't understand them, you mean?
Right. Well, when you're talking about, I do understand them. The idea of my son Jack doing drugs scares me, Ian. And
the idea of doing a bunch of drugs is kind of scary.
I think especially when you go out of your mind the way we think of it for about 5 minutes. You know, a lot can happen in 5 minutes. And we've heard stories of people on LSD jumping out of windows because they think they can fly. I know a lot of those are exaggerated and very, very isolated.
Actually, I've heard that about Salvia.
Oh, really?
Somebody getting up trying to jump out of a window, which you are completely
out of. Well, I think that's the fear, and I don't know how likely that is, because, like, I couldn't even, I don't know, some people walk around, I don't think they were as having as strong of a trip as I was, because the notion of walking around, I wouldn't have even, I would have bumped into tables and stuff. I couldn't even see clearly. I had incredible tunnel vision. And
if you want to share your experiences, 800-259-9231 are your thoughts. Obviously, we're short on time for this hour, but I'd like to, before we go out to the second hour, I'd like to encourage people, if they're considering doing something like this, please go and do your research, do your due diligence, come to understand as much as you can about these things before you engage in them. Have a sitter.
Have a sitter.
Somebody
bad
who is,
things can happen.
Yes, have somebody who is completely sober there with you, and go to arrowid.org,
E-R-O-W-I-D. Someone who won't mess with you also. It'll be peaceful and quiet.
E-R-O-W-I-D.org for more information on things like Salvia and other drugs. Hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up anything dental care in the UK. We'll talk about that too. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.